Today's daf is Psachim Daf Kuf Hei, and we have three lines from the top of Daf Kuf Hei Omer Aleph, Rab Chananya Bar Shlamya. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refua Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leia, Dvora Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Moshe Abba Ben Dvora, Mordechai Tzvi Ben Fradel, Shifra Miriam Bas Avigail Dvora, Mirol Bas Sara Rivka, Doiv Ben Dvora Mirol, Michaela Basi Lena and Yehuda Tzvi Ben Rivka. Today's daf's being learned as a schus v'yicheskel shra'ag ben Miral, and today's daf's being learned le'ilui nishmas Rav Mailach ben Rabaluza Lipman and le'ilui nishmas Avram ben Yebodol Chaim Toivim Rav Moshe Chaim. So we're continuing to discuss the halachos of Havdalah, but the Gemara is going to begin by going back to one of the recurring themes of the early part of Perek Arvi Psachim, and that is the Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi that was mentioned on Daf Kuf Amid Aleph, the Machloikis that the Gemara referred to as Be'inyan Hafsaka. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi debated what happens if somebody began to eat Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif Beheter, and then it got later, it's Samach LaMincha, it got even later, it's Mincha Ketana, it got even later, it's Shabbos, it's Yontif. Does he have to stop or does he not have to stop? Truth is, Shabbos and Yontif, there's a Chiyuv Suda. So maybe he should just continue eating and fulfill his Chiyuv Suda. Or perhaps, being that the meal that he's eating now was a Suda's Choyl, and Shabbos and Yontif obligates him to eat a Suda of Kodesh, that would require a Hefzik. And it was a Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda said, Mafsikin l'shabosos, you have to stop. Meaning, you have to make a Hefzik between your Suda Shochol and between your Suda of Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi said, Einoi tzarech l'hafzik. You don't have to make a Hefzik between your Suda of Shabbos and between your Suda of Chol. The Gemara said, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that Rav Yehuda, that Amora said in the name of Shmuel, in Allah like Rav Yehuda, like Rav Yosef. The Allah is not like Rav Yehuda and not like Rav Yosef. Meaning the Allah is not that you have to be mafsik in the sense that you have to remove the table and you have to bench and that you have to literally start the meal all over again. The Allah is also not like Rav Yosef that you could just continue and you don't have to do anything. Ella, what is the halacha? Pyrus mapa umakadish. What you need to do is you have to take a mapa, cover the table, make kiddush, and then resume the meal. Regardless, there were three shitas that were mentioned on Nafkuf Amar Aleph. This came up again and again and again. The machloikis regarding hafsaka, Rabbi Yehuda shita is mafsikin, Rabbi Yossi shita is just continue doing what you do. Shmuel was the kasav ashlishi hamachriya b'neim, who said that you can't just continue doing what you're doing, but at the same time, you don't have to bench and remove the table. Rather, poiris mapu mekadosh. So the Gemara is going to begin with another anecdote and another sif katon in that halacha. Rab Chananya bar Shlamya v'talmidei de Rav haviyasvi besudasa. So Rab Chananya bar Shlamya and the talmidim of Rav were sitting and eating a suda together. V'koy alai Rav Hamnuna Saba, and Rav Hamnuna Saba was the one that was serving them. So we saw in Arvei Psachim a lot of choshiva amoyron who were mishamish talmidei chachomim that were greater than them. And in this instance, literally being mishamish them, pouring them, serving them, waiting for them. The Gemara says, Amrulei, they told Rav Avamnuna Saba, he was the Shamish, Zilchazi imiktish yoima. Go take a look and see if it's Shabbos yet. Because if it is, Nifsik, we're going to stop our meal, V'nikvi l'shabata, and we're going to start all over again. So that this, the meal that we're our eating will be a Shabbos meal. The Rashbam says that the Talmidim of Rav and Rav Chananya bar Shlami held like Rabbi Yehuda. They held Mafsikin l'Shabbos. So they wanted to know if it's Shabbos. If it's Shabbos, we have to interrupt our meal and we have to start again. Amaluhus, Rav Hamnuna Saba told them, Lo Yitzrichisu, you don't have to. And the reason is, Shabsa Kava Nafsha. Because Shabbos takes care of itself. Meaning you don't have to make a hefsik between your Chol meal and between your Shabbos meal in order for the meal that you're eating on Shabbos to be defined as a Shabbos meal. Meaning the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. You don't have to be mafsik. Shabbos is koveya for itself, and you can technically continue eating, and the meal that you eat now, mikanu lahabo, is going to be defined as a Shabbos meal. However, the Rashbam says, what he was telling him was something else as well. And that is that it's true you don't have to be mafsik, because the meal moving forward is going to be a Shabbos meal. But here's the punchline. Because the meal moving forward is going to be a Shabbos meal, you have to make kiddush. And the reason you have to make Kiddush is because you can't eat on Shabbos without making Kiddush. Had the meal on Shabbos been a continuation of the Chol meal, and the halacha would be that you don't have to be mafsik because you can continue eating your Chol meal on Shabbos, then you wouldn't have to make Kiddush. Because you don't have to make Kiddush before you eat a Chol meal on Shabbos. Shtickle an oxymoron. But you wouldn't have to make Kiddush if the meal and the food that you're eating would be defined as chav. But because Shabbos kovan nafsho, so that's why you don't have to be mafsik. Because the meal automatically goes from being a chayim meal to a Shabbos meal. But at the same time, you would have to make Kiddush. The reason is because now the food that you're going to be eating is Shabbos tiger food. And as a result, you can't eat food on Shabbos without making Kiddush. So essentially, what was Rav Hamnuna Saba telling Rav Chananya Bar Shlam and the Talmidim of Rav? That the loch is not like Rav Yehuda, that mafsikin, because Shabbos is keveya nafsh by itself, and as a result, you don't have to interrupt the meal. But the halach is also not like Rabbi Yossi, that you could just continue eating and make Kiddush after the meal. But rather, what you need to do is be poiris mapu mekadesh. So essentially, says the Rashbam, Rav Hamnuna Saba, albeit in a more lumdish way, told the Talmidim of Rav and Rav Chananya Bar Shlamiya that the halach is like Shmuel, that you poiris mapu mekadesh. How do you know, said Rav Hamnuna Saba, that Shabbos is keveya la'atzma? Meaning, how do you know that you don't have to be mafsik between the chayil meal and the Shabbos meal in order to define the Shabbos meal moving forward as a Shabbos meal? Amar Rav, he said, I know it from Yav, I know from your Rebbe. Kishem Shah Shabbos Kevas Lameiser, Kach Shabbos Kevas Lekiddush. Just like Shabbos is Kevas Lameiser, so too it's Kevas Lekiddush. So the halacha that Shabbos is Kevas Lameiser is not really our sugya, but the halacha is that you're not allowed to eat peiros unless you first gave Shumas or Maestras. Only Peiros that grew in Eretz Yisrael, but without being Mafas Shumas or Maestras, the halacha is you're not allowed to eat Peiros. If you do, you violate the Issa Tevel. Midai Raisa, the only time it's Aser to eat Tevel is if the Peiros from which you're eating was already Nigmar Malachta, meaning if the Malacha that you do in the field was completed, so that's when this halacha is true. If it was Loi Nigmar Malachta, so then you don't have that halacha. Stating that, the Chachamim said that even if you have Peiros Loi Nigmar Malachta, you shouldn't eat an Achilas Kva unless you are mafas shumas and maizis. Even though you don't have to be mafas shumas and maizis midei raisa, unless it was nigmar malachta. But a sudas kva, you shouldn't eat. Sudas aroi, yeah. Rav said that any meal that a person eats on Shabbos is considered a sudas kva. The reason is because it says, the karasa le Shabbos oinig, and when you eat on Shabbos, it's automatically chashev, because you're fulfilling a mitzvah of the karasa le Shabbos oinig. And because you're fulfilling that mitzvah, that achila is always considered chashev. So Rav said, the shem shah Shabbos kevas lemaiser, just like Shabbos is keveya and makes even an achilas aroi on Shabbos into an achilas kva with regards to meiser, meaning that if you have perish lo nigma malachton, even though really midirabbonon a midday raisa, it should be okay for you to eat. But here we have a din that an achilas kva you can't, and Shabbos always makes achila an achilas kva. So too Shabbos is kevela kiddush. You can't eat on Shabbos unless you make Kiddush. Meaning, any food that you eat on Shabbos is considered an achil of Shabbos, the karasal of Shabbos oinig. If that's the case, you'd have to make Kiddush. You can't follow Rabbi Yossi Shita that you'll make Kiddush after the meal. Talach is also, you don't have to be mafsik, because again, Shabbos is keveya la'atzma. It's also keveya in the sense that you'd have to make Kiddush, and therefore the halach is like Shmuel, that your poiris mapu mekadosh. The Gemara says, "Sovim yino." So these Amiram, when they heard this elaborate shtickel Torah from Rabbi Hamnuna Saba, and they assume keichad the kavel kiddush, kach kavel avdol. Just like at the end of the day, Rabbi Hamnuna Saba was telling them, "You're not allowed to eat on Shabbos unless you make Kiddush, and even if the meal you're eating is a continuation of a meal that you started eating on Chol, it doesn't matter. Once it's Shabbos, it's a Shabbos digger meal. And if it's a Shabbos digger meal, you have to make Kiddush. So you'd have to be Peiros Mapu Mekadosh. You'd have to interrupt the meal, not to remove the table and bench, but at the very least, you'd have to make Kiddush. So they assume that probably the halach is true for Avdolah as well. Kach Kovel Avdol. Meaning, if you're eating on Shabbos and you're praving the Shalosh Shudas, and now it's already night and it's Rabbeinu Tam, it's Seisakei Chovim, so you would think that maybe you have to interrupt the meal, you'd have to make Avdolah and not eat further. Why? Because you can't eat a Matzoi Shabbos without making Gavdol. Now here, you're in the middle of eating a Shabbos meal. But if you're telling me that if I'm eating in the middle of eating a Chol meal, and now it becomes Shabbos, Shabbos is Keveya, so you would think the same thing should be true with regards to Avdol. Amalu Rav Amram, Rav Amram was there, and he told the Talmidim of Rav, Hochi Amar Rav, I'll tell you what I heard again, all quoting the Grace of Rebbe. This is what I heard from Rav. Le Kiddush Kevas, V'loi L'Havdol Kevas. This halach is only true for Kiddush. It's not true for Avdol. So if somebody's eating Erev Shabbos and now it goes into Shabbos, so then the halach is you'd have to stop, make Kiddush. because once it's Shabbos, the food is that you're eating is automatically a Shabbos Dega Achila. You can't eat a Shabbos Dega Achila without Giddush. However, if you're eating on Shabbos and went into Moitzoy Shabbos, even though ordinarily you're not allowed to eat without making Avdolah, but this is not a Chol Dega meal. It's a Shabbos Dega meal. It's a continuation. L'kiddush koivas v'loy l'havdolah koivas. The Gemara says you have to read the fine print as it relates to what we just mentioned. Number one, letting your mifsik, the loy mifsikina, avalaschuli loy mischalin. This that we just said, that if you're in the middle eating on Shabbos, you don't have to stop your meal when it becomes laila and make havdolah. That just means you can continue eating. You don't have to be mafsik. But to start a meal on Mitzoy Shabbos without making havdolah, no, that's not something you can do. Umifsik nami loy amarin el bachila. And even this halacha that we said, you don't have to interrupt the meal, that's if you were eating. Aval b'shtiyah loy. Let's say you were drinking, that not. So achila is chashuv. So if I was eating on Shabbos, now the achila goes into Mitzoy Shabbos, so I can continue eating. I don't have to interrupt my shalosh shudas to make havdolah. However, as it relates to shtiyah, if I wasn't eating, I was simply drinking, you would have to interrupt your shtiyah. The shtiyah nami loy amarin. This that we just said, that you're not allowed to drink without making Avdolah, so much so you would even have to interrupt your drinking to make Avdolah. That's only true with regards to Chamra and Shichra, if you're drinking wine or beer. Avomaya, water, less lumba, that's not a problem at all. Meaning you're allowed to have a glass of water, likat chila, without making Havdalah. So the Gemara, that last line, that you're allowed to drink water, Mitzvah Shabbos, without Havdalah, is Pliga de Rav Huna. That's not like Rav Huna. Rav Huna, Chazel, who gathered the Shasim, Ha'ikre, the Madol. Rav Huna once saw a person who was drinking water before Havdalah. Amalei told him, like, Mr. Fimar Ma'askara, you're not worried about Askara, the Tana Mishmeh de Rabbi Akiva, because it was a Braisa that was said over in the name of Rabbi Akiva, Kolatoyim Klum Koidim Sheyavdal, if anybody tastes anything, not just oichel, but kolatoyim klum koidim sheyafdol misasei ba'askara. His misa is going to be askara. The Gemara says that from all the misos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world, it's a Gemara in the first parak of Masechtas Brachos, kasha shebekulon is misas askara. It's interesting that who said kolatoyim klum koidim sheyafdol misasei ba'askara? Rabbi Akiva said it. Everyone knows Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 talmidim that all died. Bein pischa la'atzarta. They died shloi nagu kovid zebezeh. And the Gemara says they died misas askara. So Rabbi Akiva was familiar with misas askara. 24,000 talmidim died misas askara. Rabbi Akiva said kol atoyim klum koidim sheyavdo misas askara. Stating that Ravonon de Ravashi le kapti amaya. All the rabbis in Ravashi's yeshiva, they weren't makbid on mayim. So regardless, he's not let it eat before Havdalah. Discussion in the Gemara, what happens if you started eating on Shabbos and now it's Moshiach Shabbos? Do I have to be mafsik? Do I not have to be mafsik? It's a nafkamina if I'm eating or if I'm drinking. If you're eating, you don't have to be mafsik, even though if you're eating Erev Shabbos and now it's Shabbos, Peres Mapu Mekadesh, but there's no halacha Peres Mapu Umavdal. That's not something that you have. That's only true if it was a sudas kva. If, however, you were simply drinking, that's considered aroi. Then you don't have that halacha. What about starting to eat? You can never start to eat. You can't even taste. That's the Lashon Kalatoyin Klum Kaidim Shayavdal. Even team is going to be a problem. What about water? So that was a discussion. And again, a little bit of drama where Rabbi Akiva said Kalatoyim Klum Kaidim Shayavdal Misasi Baskra. Yet the Rabban and the Ramashi, they were like Kapti Amai. They didn't even care about water. So Ravina asked Rav Nachman by Yitzchak the following question. And this exchange between Ravina and Rav Nachman by Yitzchak is going to be Malavas until the end of the daf. Mishloi Kiddush Erev Shabbos. This was the question. If someone didn't make Kiddush on Erev Shabbos, meaning if someone didn't make Kiddush Friday night, he wasn't Mekayim his mitzvah of Zohar Yisrael Shabbos Lekachim. Maushi Kaddush V'ilach Kol Yom Kuloi. Could he make it up? Is there Tashlumen? Could he instead make Kiddush Shabbos day? Meaning it sounds like from the Gemara, there's an obligation to make Kiddush Friday night, but there's no obligation to make Kiddush Shabbos day. We make Kiddush Shabbos day. So we'll see more about this in tomorrow's daf. But just at first glance, it's not even the same Kiddush, right? Friday night, Mekadesh HaShabbos, whereas Shabbos day, all it is a Birchas HaNenin. It's a Bayer Pri HaGafen, or it's a Shahakal Nia Bedvar. So the question was, the Kiddush of Friday night, assuming you missed it, could you make it up the next day or not? So this was Ravina's question of Nachman Yitzchak. Amar Leizer, Nachman Yitzchak told him, he said, here's my Hashgafa Rishon. Mid Amri B'nei Rabchiyo. The B'nei Rabchiyo said the following. Mishlo Hivdu Moitzoy Shabbos. If someone didn't make Havdol Moitzoy Shabbos, Ma'avdol V'ilach Kol HaShabbos Kuloi. You have the whole week to make Havdol. Now the Rashbam speaks out. You don't really have the whole week. You have until Tuesday. It's also a Gemara tomorrow's daf. Gishmak Yadafen coming. But the idea is that there is Tashlumen for Havdol. So if you didn't make Havdol, be it Tziyasoy, in the proper time to make it, so there's a makeup time. Hachanami. So Rav Nachman Yitzchok said, my Hashgafa Rishon is Mishlo Kiddush Erev Shabbos. Mikadosh V'ilach Kol. That's what the B'nai Reb Chiya said. So you would think that If the Bnei Rav Chiya said you can make up for Avdalah, probably you can make up for Kiddush as well. That was his psak. So if you didn't make Kiddush Friday night, you can make up and you can make Kiddush, the longer Kiddush, the Kiddush that we make Friday night, Yoy Mashishi, that you'd be able to do Shabbos to Esav. Freak the Gemara. So Rav Vina asked from Nachum Yisrael the following question. Leili Shabbos, Veleili Yontif, Shabbos night and Yontif and night. Yesh behem kiddush alakvitz. Number one, you make a proper kiddush, the longer kiddush. V'yesh behem haskara bebrichas hamazon. You have askar bebrichas hamazon. So leili Shabbos bebrichas hamazon, you add ritzeh. You add that to benching because it's Shabbos. And on Yontif, you add yalav yovei. Shabbos v'yontif. What about Shabbos yontif during the day? Ein behem kiddush alakvitz. You don't make a proper kiddush alakos, not Shabbos day and not Yontif day. V'yesh ben askar bebrichas hamazon. However, you say ritzeh and you say yalav v'yovei. So it's a very straightforward brisa. It's halacha l'maisa. It's something that everybody knows. Friday night, Yontif night, you make a proper kiddush and you say ritzeh yalav v'yovei. Shabbos day, Yontif day, you don't make a proper kiddush. However, you say ritzeh yalav v'yovei. So what's the kash of yis? Al kedai techmish lo kiddush b'erev Shabbos m'kaddish v'yel kol yom kuloi. Now, if you're going to tell me that if somebody didn't make a proper kiddush Friday night or Yontif night, he can make it up on Shabbos day, Yontif day, then Shabbos for Yontif nami mishkachas lo yesh ben kedush ala kois. It's possible then you'll have to make kedush ala kois Shabbos day, Yontif day. The eloi kiddush miyut, the kaddish alacher. Because if you didn't make kiddush night, you'll have to make kiddush the next day. So vazok the brayso so that you don't make kiddush Shabbos day, you don't make Kiddush Yontif day. It's not necessarily true. According to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, that this tashlumin on Kiddush, what would be if somebody didn't make Kiddush Friday night? What would be if somebody didn't make Kiddush Yontif night? He would make Kiddush the next day. So why did Braisa simply say you don't make Kiddush Shabbos day, you don't make Kiddush Yontif day? It's not necessarily the case. Usually that's the case, but it's possible there's a Luyat Suyer where you would make Kiddush. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok said, if that's your kasha, it's not such a kasha, di'i loy ketani. Who said the Braisa was discussing a person that's b'di'evet? Who said the Braisa is discussing someone that forgot to make Kiddush, Shabbos day, Yontif day? When's the last time that happened? So he said, we're not discussing that. We're discussing a regular situation where you did what you were supposed to do Friday night. Okay, now it's Shabbos day. So the question is, what do you do Shabbos day? L'katchilo, the mi'ikar adin is that Friday night you make a proper Kiddush. Shabbos day, you don't. Yontif night, you make a proper Kiddush. Yontif day, you don't. You want to know what happens? Okay, maybe, yeah. But to ask a kasha from a Braisa, that why didn't the Braisa address a case where somebody didn't make Kiddush Friday night, Yontif night, that's not a cash. The E, if what happens, like Katani, that's not something the Brais is talking about. But Esav, but then Ravina asked from Nachum by Yitzchak another question. Kovid Yoim, the Kovid Laila, Kovid Yoim Kovid. The Rashbam says we're talking about somebody that has wine or he has food for either the Friday night meal or for the Shabbos day meal. The question is, which meal is more chashev? So you can't have two meals. Which meal should you have? Should you save your better food for the Friday night meal or for the Shabbos day meal? So it's a mefurish b'raisa. Kavod yoim kaidem. Kavod yoim, the day meal, is more chashuv than the Friday night meal. That comes first. Let's say somebody only has one glass of wine. What should you do then? Oimer olof kiddush hayoim. You should make kiddush hayoim. So what does kiddush hayoim mean? This is a drop confusing. The Rashbam says, first words, kiddush halayla. Then you should make Kiddush HaLayla. So you want to know which Suda is more Chashav? It's the day Suda versus the night Suda. However, you want to know if you have enough wine for Kiddush at night or Kiddush at day, it's literally to the point where you can only make one Kiddush, Kiddush HaYoyim, which means Kiddush HaLayla. That's the one that's Adif. And the reason is, Kiddush HaYoyim, Koidim L'Kavid Yoyim, and Kiddush HaYoyim is even Koidim L'Kavid Yoyim. What's the point? If you only have one glass of wine and you're going to use it Friday night, so not only are you going to miss out on Kiddush day, but you're also going to miss out on the covet of the day. Because it sounds like if you're not going to have Yayim by the Shabbos day meal, what kind of Shabbos day meals are going to look like? So not only is Kiddush Laila Adif from Kiddush Yayim, but Kiddush Laila, what the Gemara calls Kiddush Yayim, is also Adif from Kovet Yayim. So Kovet Yayim, Kovet Laila, Kovet Yayim, Koidim. If it's a question of Kovet Yoyim and Kiddush Laila, so then Kiddush Laila is going to be Koidim. So Ravina asked Rav Nachman Yitzchak the following question. The Im Isa, according to you, if a person finds himself in this situation, where he literally has one cup of wine, and he can make one Kiddush, he can enjoy one of his meals properly. So what should he do? So the Braisa said, what you should do is have it Friday night, even though it comes with an invoice. It comes at the expense of not having covered yoy. You're not going to have a proper Shabbos. What are you supposed to do? L'maisa, you have to make Kiddush Laila. So Ravina asked Rav Nachman Yitzchak a festa kasha. If really you can make Your Friday night Kiddush, Shabbos day, so I have a perfect Eitzah. We can cover all our bases. L'shafkei ad l'machar, just save the wine until tomorrow. V'lav beitarti. Perfect. You'll make your Friday night Kiddush, Shabbos day. So like this, you'll have your Kiddush Laila. You'll also have your covered yoin, because at the end of the day, it's a Shabbos day meal. And like this, you'll be able to do everything. So why are we picking and choosing? Why are we being forced to make such difficult decisions? There's a way to be mekayim everything. So Ravina said like this, Bishloim, if you don't hold like your Kiddush, Bishloim, if you hold, you can't make a proper Kiddush Shabbos day. So you're stuck. You have no choice. You want to make a proper Kiddush? You have to do it Friday night. You want to have covered yoin? You'll do that Shabbos day. It's E.F. Shalakayim Shneim. But according to Rav Nachum Ben Yitzchok, that Mishle Kiddush, Belele Shabbos, he's mekayim. So why are we picking and choosing? It's true, it's not like Atchilo. You're supposed to be Makadish Hayoyim B'Knisasoy. You're not supposed to do a Shabbos day. But if you could do a Shabbos day, then wouldn't it make sense? Wouldn't it seem reasonable to just push off your Friday night Kiddush until Shabbos day? Like this, you'll be able to be Yoytzi your Kiddush, and you'll be able to be Yoytzi your Kavu Yoyim. Amaloy. So Nachman Yitzchak said, I hear. However, there's a principle, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. And the proper time to do the mitzvah is B'Knisasoy. And it's so Chaviv that we're willing to look away from things. And in this case, what we're willing to look away from is covered ayoyim. Zok de gemaro. Mia mina chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Is that true? Is there a principle of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita? Now, the truth is, of course, we say chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, and the Rashbam immediately sends us back to Daf Samaches on Mebeis, where the Gemara discussed that the Karban Pesach, which was Doiche Shabbos, even the Aktorah of the Karban Pesach was Doiche Shabbos, which is a Chiddush. Because if your Dal Nisan falls down on Shabbos, you could do the Aktorah at night, and then it's already going to be Chav. So why should you have to be Doiche Shabbos? But the Mishnah said that the Aktorah of the Karban Pesach was Doiche Shabbos because Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Yeah, at the end of the day, it's the Katchila to do it at day, not at night. And that's Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. So you see, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita works even B'Dievedish situations. But the Gemara asks Akashu, Mi Amrin Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita? Shaita v'tanya, we learned in a braisa, we saw this already. If somebody comes home mitzvah Shabbos and he had one cup of wine, so either he can make havdalah on the wine, or he could save it for his malava malka and use it for the koshnal bracha of birchas hamazon. So what should he do? So you would think, of course, make havdalah, right? Says the braisa, so first the braisa discusses a regular case, right? Someone who's just simply making havdalah. So what's the seder of the havdalah? There's a lot of brachas, bayir priyagofen first, bayir mariyesh second, bayir menebisamim third, and then you make hamavdom and koydosh lacha. Then mainly elikoyz echa, that's the case we just mentioned. What happens if you only have one koyz? Manicha the achar hamazon. See, you should save it until after your meal. What you should do is you should make havdalah together with birchas hamazon, and you'll use the one kois. Now, what do you see from here? You see, you don't make say chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. What's the proper time to make havdalah? Be it siyasoy. Just like you make kiddush Friday night, you make havdalah right when Shabbos is over. So really, the right way to do this would be is to do it immediately. To do it be it siyasoy. Yet, it's a mefurish b'raisa that you push it off a little bit. Why do you push it off a little bit? It's like this. It's actually a kain shneim. It's like this. You'll have a koshal bracha for birchas hamazon, and you'll have a koshal bracha for havdalah. Ay chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. So Ravina told Rav Nachman Yitzchak, this would seem to be an identical comparable to what you're discussing. Rav Nachman Ben Yitzchak was talking about Kiddush and the Shabbos day meal. The Brice is talking about Havdalah and the Malava Malka meal, but it's mamish the same thing. Do you say the right time to make Kiddush is Friday night? As a result, I'm going to make it Friday night. I am not going to have wine for the Shabbos day meal. No. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Maybe not. Maybe push it off. Mishal shalin kula nacharav. Do it all together. It's like this. I could be yoitza, both my Friday night kiddush, which be the evet I could do Shabbos day, together with my Shabbos day meal. Same as Shubai Havdalah. Should I make Havdalah be it siyasoy right away? Because chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, I am not going to have a kodeshal bracha v'brichas hamazon. No. What could I do? Life's not perfect. Or maybe no. Or maybe fakert. Forget about chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Mishal shon kula nachrob and do it all together. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok tainid chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. That's how he inferred his position from the braisa. He said, that's why if you have one kodeshal yayin, make kiddush Friday night and don't worry about the suddash shalim. You could push it off. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak push it off. No, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Yeah, when it comes to havdalah, you don't say chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. When it comes to havdalah, we push it off. So by kiddush we don't push it off. By havdalah we do push it off. This was the kash from Ravina asked from Nachman Yitzchak. Omale. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak told Ravina, I'll be honest with you. Ano loy chakima ano. I'm not such a chacham. V'loy chayzana. I'm not a navi. V'loy yichida. I'm not. And I'm not so special. I'm not a yachid b'dayri. Elo gamarna v'sadarna ano. But I'll tell you what I am. Rashi says, "Gamarno ano kach shamati bi yeshiva." Chab gelernt in yeshiva. Vishadarna ano mesadish shmuz lufnei rabbi sitamen. I used to talk to my rabbeim, and I used to be mesadish shmuz. Vechemoyer bebe medrash kevasi, and not just that, in beis medrash they say what I'm about to tell you, and that is shani lon beni yuli yoyma lafuke yoyma. There's a nefmina between kiddush, which is yuli yoyma, which is ushering in the Shabbos, versus Havdalah, which is Afuki Yoyma. That's being malavit. Yuli Yoyma, called Kamad Makminele Yodif. As it relates to Yuli Yoyma, you try to do as much as you can. Umechavavinale. Afuki Yoyma, as opposed to being malavit the Shabbos Machrinale, that we push off as much as possible. Keichatul Havyalon Katuna. Because if we're going to make Havdalah right away, it's true, there's an idea to be Mekadesh Hayoyim Biyetziyasi. But at the same time, we push it off a little bit because we don't want it to look like we can't wait until Shabbos is over. So as a result, when it comes to Kiddush, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. But when it comes to Havdalah, Mishal Shlon Kula Na'achrov, because over there there's an idea of not Mikadmina Le'adif, but rather the idea is Machrina Le'adif. Zok the Gemara. So we just mentioned the Braisa for the second time in Perek Arvi Pesachim. The Braisa says if somebody comes home on Mitzvah Shabbos, so number one, Mevorech Ala Yayim, Ala Mar, Ala Psamim, Ve'achakach Eimer Havdalah Ala Kois. And then what happens if he only has one Kois? So wait until after benching, and use the same kois for Havdalah as you're using for benching. Zok de Gemara. Shma mino miho masnisa tamni. From this braisa, we can learn 8 halachas. So often in Chas, you find shma mino tlas, right? Here you have shma mino, shmoina. 8 halachas that we can extract from this braisa. Number one. Shma mino hamavdol betfila tzarchi avdol ala kois. Why? So the Rashbam says, because presumably this person just came home from shul. How do you know that? Because that was the lashon of the braisa. Hanichnas lebeisai b'maitzai Shabbos. Where's he coming from? Hanichnas lebeitzai b'maitzai. He's probably coming from Ma'ariv. So it sounds like he davened Ma'ariv. So if he davened Ma'ariv, he already said atochein antonu. He was ready mavdol betfila. So why is he making Abdullah again? Oh, shma mino. You see from here, number one, I'm mavdol betfila tzarchi avdol kais. The shma mino bracha tuna kais. You see from here, brichas hamazon. He's supposed to have a kaisel bracha. Because if you don't need a kaisel bracha for brichas hamazon, then what's the question? The shma mino kaisel bracha tzarch shir. You see from here that a kaisel bracha has a shir. You can't just have a little bit of wine. It has to have a shir. Why? Because if there's no shir, then there would be enough wine for two separate brachas. You'd have enough wine for Abdullah. You'd have enough wine for brichas hamazon. Must be there's some sort of shit. V'shma mino hamivarech tzarech sheyitayim. You see from here that when you make havdalah ala kois or brichas hamazon ala kois or any kosher bracha, you always have to taste from it. Because if you don't have to taste from it, then again, what's the problem? I could just reuse it. So what's the issue? Elamai, you're going to drink from it. So that's why it's going to be a problem. V'shma mino, you see another thing, tamoy pogmoy. That once you taste from it, it's done. You can't use it anymore. Because if you can use it, then just taste it. And then whatever's left over, you'll use for the next one. V'shma mino tam avdol. You see another thing from here. You can make avdolah even after you ate. Meaning, we learned on Amad Aleph, you're not allowed to eat before avdolah. But you see from here that b'diyevet, if you ate before avdolah, no worries. And the halachna is that it's going to be okay. V'shma mino, you see from here, oimer beis kedushas kois echad. You see that you can make two brachas on one kois. What would be the havamina you can't? Meaning, you can use one kois of yayin for two brachas. In this case, for Havdalah and for Brichas HaMazon. The Havamina would have been because of a problem of Ein Oisin Mitzvah is Chavilois Chavilois. And the reason it's okay is because the Gemara spoke out in the Sugya of Ein Oisin Mitzvah is Chavilois Chavilois and Nafkuf Beis on the days that's only if you have an option. But Ein Loi, if you don't have an option, it's okay. In this case, all you had was Kois Echad. As a result, you had no option. The Shema Mino, and the eighth thing you see from this Braisa is Beishamayi Valibid Rabbi Yehuda. That the Tana of the Braisa must be Beishamayi Valibid Rabbi Yehuda because in terms of the Seder of how you make Avdalah, we saw earlier it was Machloikis Bisham and Bisol, and there was Machloikis Remeir of Yehuda, what exactly the Machloikis Bisham and Bisol was, and the way this Braisa formulates is Shitas Beishamai Valibe de Rabbi Yehuda. So regardless, the Gemara said, just as a postscript to this Braisa and to this story, Shma Mino Tamni. You see, 8 halachas you can take out of this Braisa. So to Gemara, Rav Ashi Omer, Rav Ashi said that I disagree. I don't think you see 8 halachas, but rather you see 7 halachas. And he made a very basic cheshbon. He said, "Tamayu pgamay the kaisal bracha tzarich shir chadam milsehi." You can't prove from here that a kaisal bracha needs a shir, and also prove that tamay pagmay that once you tasted from the wine, you can't use the wine again for another kaisal bracha. Why? Because hacha b'mayaskinon, where all you had was the exact shir. Once you say hamavdol tzarich sheyitayim, I can't reuse it. Not because I tasted from it. Maybe nobody cares that you tasted from it. But the reason I can't reuse it is because I don't have the shear anymore. The reason once you taste it from it, it's not okay, is mishum the kaisel bracha tzarach shear. It's because the kaisel bracha needs shear. But you don't see from here that if you would have a shear, let's say you have a very, very large kais, so you have, I don't know, much more than a revius inside this kais, and then you would taste from it a little bit, who said it'd be a problem to reuse it? From this story, no, here we're talking about there was only kais echad. All you had was one shear mitzuntzim. That was the problem. Once you tasted from it, you didn't have the proper shear. You have no raya from here that tamei b'kam. Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi kapet achatz. But the Gemara says Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, he was so makbid on the halach of tamei b'kam that even if somebody would taste from the pitcher, that would be okay. I mean, if he had a bottle of wine and he poured from the bottle into a kais and he drank from that kais for a kais shel bracha, he would never use the bottle again. Forget about the kais. He wouldn't use the bottle. Rabbi Idi bar Shesha kapet achatz. Now he was makbid on a kasa pgima, but he wasn't makbid on the actual bottle. Marbar Avashi kapet afilu achavisa pginta. Marbar Avashi, he was even more machmir. Even though Ravashi said you have no right to tamay upgamay from this brisa, but Ravashi's son, Marbar Avashi, he was makbid even on a chavisa. Even if you took from the barrel, forget about the bottle. If somebody made kiddush from this barrel of wine, that was already a problem. The Rashbam says we don't mean a big barrel; we only mean a small barrel. So we would have to have been there in order to fully appreciate what this means. But regardless, these are three different shiurim, three different halachas as it relates to the idea of tamay. So two ha'aris as it relates to today's daf. One is a little bit more lumdish, and the other one is a little bit more light, hashtag rest of the story. First, the lumdish. The Gemara on daf Kuf Hei Amid Aleph discussed the halacha that everybody knows, and that is you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink before you make Havdalah. So before you make Havdalah, you're not allowed to eat, and you're not allowed to drink. There was a discussion in the Gemara. What happens if you started eating already? What happens if you didn't start eating, but you started drinking? A nafkamina between wine and beer and water. And then we had the drama that if somebody drinks before making Havdalah, even if he tastes a little bit of water, Rachmana Litzlam, Mises Askara, in the name of Rabbi Akiva, who famously lost 24,000 Talmidim to Askara. But the point is that a discussion in the Gemara that's predicated on a premise that everybody knows. You're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink before Havdalah. The Rambam, in Hilchas Shabbos, Perek Chav Tes, Halacha Hey, brings this Halacha. The Rambam says, Asur la'adam lechol oy lishtos yayin, mishekidesh hayoyim, it's also for a person to eat or drink from the time that it became Shabbos until you make Kiddush. So until you make Kiddush, it's also to eat. V'chein, says the Rambam, the same is true. Once Shabbos is over, it's already Mitzvah Shabbos. Also, you're not allowed to start eating or drinking. You're not allowed to do malacha. Even to taste anything, until you make Avdalah. What about water? Says the Rambam, V'lishtos hamayim, Mutter. To drink water is okay. What happens if somebody, by mistake, or even the mazid, ate? Doesn't matter. You should eat, you should drink. That was one of the shmaminas that the Gemara said. One of the eight things that we learned from the Braisa that the Gemara brought on Amud Beis. But the Rambam over here in Perek Chav Tes, Halacha Hilchas Shabbos, brings the halacha that you're not allowed to eat, and you're not allowed to drink before Kiddush, and you're not allowed to eat, and you're not allowed to drink before you make Havdalah. The Brisker Rav has one shtickle in Sefer in Hilchas Shabbos. It's on this Rambam right here. And the Brisker Rav makes a diuk nifla in Lashonei Azov Shal Rambam. The Rambam is bringing the halachos of Achila and Shtia before Kiddush and before Havdalah. And when the Rambam brought these halachos, he threw in one halacha, literally Agav Urche. The Chain says the Rambam, Mishayotza Hayoim, once it's not Shabbos anymore, it's night outside, also loy lahaschel lecho v'lishtois, you're not allowed to begin to eat and to begin to drink. The lasos malacha, you're also not allowed to do malacha, or you lit on klum, or to taste anything ad sheyavdol. And at first glance, why did the Rambam throw in v'lasos malacha? That's not the shmuz here in the Rambam. The Rambam over here is discussing more the halachas of achil and shtiyah. He's not discussing the halacha of malacha. So the Brisker Rav wondered that why is it that the Rambam threw in the halacha of malacha? The chemish yotze ayoim asulay lahascha lecho v'lishnois v'lasos malacha oylitam klum achiyam. No, the Rambam saying now you're not allowed to eat or drink or taste before you make Havdalah, you're also not allowed to do malacha, as defined as one of Lamates malachas. You can't do a malacha before Havdalah. Number one, why is this over here in this halacha? V'ayit, said the Brisker Rav, at first glance, you would think that the reason that you're not allowed to do malacha on Matzoy Shabbos before you make Havdalah, and the reason you're not allowed to eat or drink Matzoy Shabbos before you do Havdalah, is completely different. Why are you not allowed to eat and drink before you make Havdalah? What's pshat in Psachim Daf Kuf Ayam Aral? Pshat is because you have a mitzvah to do. And if you have a mitzvah, you have to do the mitzvah. Just like l'katchila, you're not supposed to eat before you daven ma'ariv, or before you say kriya shma, before you light the menorah, before you do bedikas chametz, before tkiyas shofar, that's a whole shmooze. Yeah, you couldn't make kiddush, you can't make kiddush. Because if you have a mitzvah to do, you're not allowed to eat or drink before you do the mitzvah. Hadol is a mitzvah. A mitzvah day rice, according to the Rambam. So if it's a mitzvah, you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink before you make hadol. That's why there's an isra achila v'shtir. Why you're not allowed to do melacha before you make kavdol on Mitzvah Shabbos? Why can't you be Zoreya? Why can't you be Chayresh? Why can't you be Kaitzer? Why can't you be Zoreya Bairo Merakid? The reason is because until you make kavdol, there's some shiur of Kedushas HaShabbos. And even if it's not really Shabbos, but at the same time, Chazal said that until you make kavdol, until you're mavdol ben Kodesh Lecha, between Yom HaShvi and Sheshes Yemei HaMaisa, you're not supposed to go and do a malacha. So the reason, said the Brisker Rav, that you're not allowed to eat and drink before Avdolah, and the reason you're not allowed to do malacha before Avdolah is not the same reason. You're not allowed to eat and drink before you do malacha, said the Brisker Rav, l'chayra, because you have a mitzvah to do. You're not allowed to do malacha before you make Avdolah, said the Brisker Rav, l'chayra, because until you're mavdol, you still have to take on Dinei Shabbos. So if that's the case, why did the Rambam throw in the Issa Malacha? It's not even the same Malacha. L'chur, the two Malachas are Chalup Be'ikah Yisoidon. One is a din that comes from the Chayves Abdullah, and the other one is a din that comes from the Shabbos. From the fact that until I'm Mavdol, it's still a little bit of Shabbos. So the Biskarov said that it's Muchach from the Rambam, from the fact that the Rambam bunched them together, that the Rambam held that the reason you're not allowed to do Malacha Mitzvah Shabbos before you make Avdolah is the same as the reason that you're not allowed to eat and drink before you make Avdolah either. The reason you're not allowed to eat and drink before you make Avdolah has nothing to do because it's still Shabbos. You're allowed to eat and drink on Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to eat and drink on Shabbos. Oh, you can't eat before Avdolah? Of course, it's Shabbos. No, Shabbos is a mitzvah to eat. V'karasal Shabbos oinik. Shabbos is kedei l'maiser. It's kedei l'kiddush. Achila is more chashuv on Shabbos than it is the rest of the week. The reason is because I have a mitzvah. And my chiyuv Avdolah says that I have to focus on Avdolah. Don't do something that will maybe cause you to be maseach das from the mitzvah that you need to do. Stay focused. Don't eat and don't drink. It's for the same reason, said the Brisker Rav. It's mavu in the Rambam that the Rambam held you're not allowed to do malacha before Avdolah either. It's not because it's a shtickle. It's not Shabbos. Look outside. There's three stars. Tzeis kol ha-kechavim. It's Achtol. It's Rabbeinu Tam's man. You have all this man. You can tell me it's Shabbos. I didn't make Avdolah. Okay, you didn't do the mitzvah that you're supposed to do. But said the Brisker Rav, Vaisleis the Rambam held that the mitzvah of Avdolah, the chayvas Avdolah, my obligation to make sure that my head is in the right place and I focus on what I need to focus on, which is make Avdolah, just like it's mechayev, just like it says you can't eat and you can't drink, it also says leisasa kol malacha atu b'nchol v'itecha. It says that as well. And the Issa Malacha is not big, it's not Shabbos. Shabbos is over. This has nothing to do with Shabbos. But rather, the reason there's an Issa Malacha is because of the Chayvus Avdolah, and that's why the Rambam put it together, because it's one Halacha. The Issa Achila V'Shtir before Avdolah, and the Issa Malacha before Avdolah is really one. Now, the truth is that the Brisker Rav really was very Mayrech. And the Brisker Rav said that even though it's Mavu this way in the Rambam, he doesn't think all the Rishonim held that way. In fact, the Brisker Rav is mafalful in Rishonim and Masech de Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun. When we learned Masech de Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun, we spoke out this Brisker Rav, and we spoke it out then with some of the details and some of the Rishonim that the Brisker Rav quotes. He's also mafalful in the Rishonim and Perek Arvei Psachim and our Sugya. So this is a shtickle that's very much off an art. It's very much al atar. It's related to Masech de Psachim Daf Kuf Hei. He's mafalful in the Rishonim over here, the Shita Sarif, etc., etc., Ayin Shom. But Bekitzer, the punchline, the abridged version, the cliff note version of the Brisker Rav, as it relates to the Shitas HaRambam, is this Yesoid. The Yesh Lachkar. Why is it that you're not allowed to do Malacha before you make Avdolah? Is the Issa Malacha before Avdolah? Because until you're Mavdol, you have to take on Shabbos, and Shabbos, you're not allowed to do Malacha. So even though it's true, once it's night outside, it's not Shabbos anymore. Of course it's not Shabbos. And there's no Skila, and there's no Chatas, and there's no Karis. But at the same time, there's a din that you're not allowed to do Malacha before Havdalah, because you have to nem on before Havdalah Shabbos. Or it could be it's related not to the Shabbos Shabbat, but really it comes from the Chi of Havdalah. And just like the Chi of Havdalah is Mechayev and Issa Chilu V'Shtiyah, so to the Chi of Havdalah is Mechayev and Issa Malacha. And the Biskarov's diak in the Rambam was that the Rambam put it all together. Rambam said, the Chemish Yetzi Ayoyim Osolei Lahaskal Lecha V'Lishnois, Vilas nois malacha. He put it all together, and it's mashma said the brisker up that the Rambam held it's chadina, that it's really one yisoid. It's all related to the is malacha. My good friend Levi Chomsky showed me that he thinks that this yisoid of the brisker up is really mefurish in the Magen Avram, and it's not mefurish in the Magen Avram once, but rather it's mefurish in the Magen Avram twice. The first place is in Hilchas Pesach, in Simin Tov Tzadik Aleph. So this is at the very, very end of Hilchas Pesach, where the Shulchan Aruch is already discussing Matzoi Pesach. Says the Magen Avraham, U'misha hischo lecho b'matzoi Pesach mibo'od yoyim. Somebody is praving an Achron Shal Pesach. Right? It's Ne'ilas Achag. You started eating mibo'od yoyim. V'nimshach ad ha'layla. And now it's Layla. So we saw today's daf. That lachas you're allowed to continue eating. That even though Shabbos is Koveh L'Kiddush, but Havdol is not Koveh, for Havdol. So the halach is, you're allowed to continue eating. V'adayin loy hispalo v'hivdol. You didn't have ma'irif yet, mitzvah yontif. You didn't make Havdol yet. You're praving Achron Shel Pesach, and it's going into the wee hours, and it's gevalt. Tzorech Ian says the Magen Avraham, imutal lechol chametz. Are you allowed to eat chametz at that meal? Or you're not allowed to eat chametz? The L'chayre Nira says the Magen Avraham, at first glance, I would say shemutal lechol, that you're allowed to. The kivan de chashcha, because as soon as it's night, Laila Havi, it's night, and it's chol lechol mili, and it's considered chol for everything. Elo, however, shechachamim amru, she'osu lasis malacha, ad she'yavdo betvila, that you're not allowed to do malacha until tvila. Aval isra chametz, ain't talking about Abdullah. I don't think Issa Chametz has anything to do with Abdullah. Sharei, how do I know that? After the Cholamayit also lechol Chametz. V'lochein kimen shechashcha mutal lechol Chametz. So the Magen Avraham cleared a shayla. He wanted to know, what would be if you have Achron Shel Pesach and you're sitting with the matzes and the eggs and you're praving and the droshes are gevaldik and now all of a sudden it's Laila and the meal's continuing. So someone has a good idea. You know, order pizza, right? It's still, everyone's sitting around. It's not Yontif anymore. So what's the problem? The problem is you didn't have Ma'ariv yet. The problem is that you didn't make Abdullah. So says the Magen Avraham, am I allowed to eat chametz, mitzoy Pesach, if I didn't make Abdullah? So you're going to say, what do you mean? You're not allowed to eat before Abdullah anyways. So what's the shayla? How do you call a Rav and ask him such a question? You're not allowed to eat before Abdullah. No, I have a chetimtz, it's achron shel Pesach. V'nim shechad alayla, v'atayin lo yispal v'imdol. I didn't daven yet, I didn't make Abdullah yet. So would I be allowed to, would I not be allowed to? Says the Magen Avraham, tzorichin. And it's clear from the Magen Avraham what his two tzadim were. He said, you know what's throwing me for a loop here? Because I know you're not allowed to do melacha. You're not allowed to do melacha before Abdullah. So if you're not allowed to do melacha before Abdullah, what's the pshat? It sounds a little bit like maybe it's a shtickle Shabbos. It's a shtickle yontif. If I can't do melacha now, maybe I can't eat chametz either. Right? It makes sense. I'm not allowed to do melacha. So if I'm not allowed to do melacha, so luchayre, the halacha should be that I shouldn't be able to eat chametz either. Why can't I do melacha? Because it's Yontif. So if it's Yontif, then Mamar Shach, then it's Pesach. If it's Pesach, there should be an Issach Hametz. Stating that, says the Magen Avraham, that's not the Halacha. The Halacha is L'chayrin Nira, Shemutu Lechol, the Kivan Shechoshcho Laila, Havicho L'chol Mili. Once it's night, it's already considered Chol L'chol Mili. It's not Yontif anymore. It's not Shabbos anymore. And if it's not Yontif, you're allowed to eat Chametz. Aye, there's an Issach Malacha, Chachamim Amru, Shasa Lassus Malacha, Ad Sheyavdo Betvila. But the reason you're not allowed to do Malach has nothing to do with the fact that we're neming on it Shabbos. It's nothing to do with the fact that we're neming on it. So what is the pshat? If it's not that we're neming on it Shabbos, so why is there an Issa Malacha? What's the gather of the Issa Malacha? The teretz is Maron Agriz. The teretz is the brisker of. It's Havdola that's Mechayiv in Issa Malacha. Now over here, I'm allowed to eat. I Havdola always says Issa Achilah because I started eating Beheter. So mean that I started eating Beheter, it's going to be okay. But Luchura, at first glance, this Chakira of the Magen Avraham, this Sarachim of the Magen Avraham, is Sinat Tov Tzadik Aleph. Am I allowed to eat Chametz on Mitzoy Pesach? If I didn't make Havdalah yet, it should be Tali in the brisker of Shaila. If the gedder of the Issa Malacha is related to the fact that on some level we still deem it to be Yontif, so if it's Yontif, and that's why I can't do Malacha, I can't be Zerei and Chayrish, I can't work in my farm. Why? Because it's Yontif? Okay, so me high timer, you would think I shouldn't be able to eat Chametz either. But if it's a separate Halacha, it has nothing to do with the fact it's not Yontif anymore. There's a din that once I have a Chiv to make Havdalah, so I can't eat, I can't drink, I also can't do Malacha. Okay, so now I have a Chiv to do Havdalah, I have a Nisim Malacha. But as it relates to eating Chametz, why should there be a Nisim Chametz? I'm allowed to eat in this case, because I started eating Behetas, so I'm allowed to eat Chametz. Why should be the difference between Chametz and the only thing that's Kaveh Chametz is a Yontif or not? If it's not Yontif, it's not Yontif. So the Chudesh means no reason that I should have a problem and it should be okay. That's the first Magen Avraham. The second Magen Avraham is in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim. It's in Simin Tov Reish Chav Dalet. Says the Magen Avraham, what would be if somebody didn't make Havdalah on Meitzah Yom Kippur. He didn't make Avdol on Meitzah Yom Kippur. Is he allowed to take a shower? Is he allowed to bathe himself? So forget about eating. Eating is a problem. You can't eat without making Avdolah. Eating is directly linked to Avdolah. So forget about eating. But what about Rechitza? That has nothing to do with Avdolah. There's no halacha anywhere that I might say Shabbos, and I'll take a shower if you didn't make Avdolah. So what would be the halacha on Mitzoy Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to bathe. Says the Magen Avraham, one line. Venerally, the mute berechitza ubekulam kaidim sheyavdol. All the inuim, achil is a problem. That's psachim kofei. That's arvei psachim. But as it relates to rechitza and all the other inuim, says the Magen Avraham, venerally, it's pashit, the mute berechitza ubekulam kaidim sheyavdol. What's pshat in this Magen Avraham? It's l'shitasa in Tav Tzadik Aleph. It's l'shitasa that he holds, and once it's not Shabbos, not Shabbos. And there's no halachas of Shabbos and Yontif and Pesach, and in this case, Yom Kippur, that are going to follow through into my tzai. Why should it be that way? There's an issa malacha. It's true there's an issa malacha. The issa malacha comes from the Chiyav Havdalah. So the fact that there's a Chiyav Havdalah, it says, I can't do malacha. It says, I can't have a Chiyav Ashti. Okay, that's what Chazal with Geyser on. You want to know why? Ask Chazal. But that's what Chazal with Geyser. They were Geyser Achila and Shtia, and they were Geyser malacha. But as it relates to Rechitza, you don't find such a takana. So says the Magen Avraham, but nearly it's Pashin. Again, this is all the Magen Avraham, Lashitasai, and Lachura would seem that this is a raya to this tzad of the Brisker Rav, that the Yisoid of the Isser Melacha on Meitzoy Shabbos, Meitzoy on Yontif is not because we reckon a little bit with the fact that it's Shabbos on Yontif. Because if we reckon on Meitzoy Yontif that it's still Yontif and that's why you can't do Melacha, then you can hear a very stark tzad, you shouldn't be able to eat Chametz either. If we reckon that the reason someone comes home Meitzoy Yom Kippur, there's Halacha Shulchan Aruch, don't do Melacha if you don't make it. Right, that's why we say Baruch HaMavdol and Kodesh Shulchan. If case you missed Atuchay Natanu, why? Because you can't do Melacha until you're Mavdol. But if there's no Issa to do Rechitza without being Mavdol, so must be it's that we don't deher that it's still Yom Kippur. Because if the deher is Yom Kippur, then it's a tarte disastrous. And then you would think, so from the Magen Avraham, certainly the way he fleshes it out in Siman Tov Tzadik Aleph, it would seem to be a makar to this tzad mechudeshes of the Brisker Rav, the way he learned up in the Rambam, that the Issa Melach is not because of the Shabbos Shabbai, but rather it comes from the Chovas Havdalah. That's the first aura. The second aura is, the Gemara discussed a very lengthy discussion between Ravina and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. It started in point A, and then it digressed to point B and point C. The discussion began with a shayla that Ravina asked Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and that is, Mishlei Kiddush Be'erev Shabbos, Ma'ashu Yikadosh Ba'ilu Kol Yom Kula. If somebody didn't make Kiddush Friday night, could he make it up as Dita Shlumen? Instead of making Kiddush Friday night, could he make Kiddush Shabbos day and make up for the Kiddush that he didn't make Friday night or not? And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said he could. And Ravina said, if that's the case, I have a kasha. There's a braisa that discusses somebody that has one glass of wine. And that's all he has. So he has one cup of wine. What should he do? So the braisa says, you should make Kiddush Friday night. Says the braisa, it's Kiddush. Because really, the Shabbos day suit is more chashav than the Friday night suit. What are you supposed to do? The Friday night Kiddush is the most chashav of them all. And as a result, if you're going to have to sit and make decisions, then the right thing to do is to make the Friday night Kiddush. Meaning, it was Mavur in the Braisa that really we prefer you have a cup of wine Shabbos day. But what are you supposed to do? You don't have more than one cup of wine. And it's for that reason, Kiddush Laila is koidem l'kavod yoin. So Ravina asked Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, I understand the problem. What you should do is don't make Kiddush Friday night, make Kiddush Shabbos day. You hope that you have something you can do. And like this, you'll be yoitzo all the days. You'll be able to check off all the boxes. You'll have your Friday night Kiddush, will be a Shabbos day. And at the same time, you'll have your Kavod Yoyim. You'll have your Shabbos day. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak told Ravina, I hear what you're saying, but chaviva mitzvah v'shaita. It's true, it's a good cheshman. Really, you could do that. But the right time to make Kiddush is Friday night, and it's b'knisasa, like the Rambam says, and that's why I prefer you do it that way. So Ravina asked from Nachman Yitzchak a follow-up question. He said, really, is that the case? He says, we know a braisa, we saw it twice already in Avi Psochin. What happens if somebody comes home and says Shabbos, he has to make Avdol, but he only has one koshal yayin. He's going to eat his malav malka, and he's going to eat a koshal yayin for his berchas hamazon. So what should you do? Mishal shalom kulon na'achrab. You should use the one kosh, and you'll use it both for Havdalah and for Brichas HaMazon. And this price was a big deal. How big? Shema mino mihomas nisa tamni. We learned 8 halachos from this one braisa. But the bottom line is that was the halacha. So Ravina asked Rav Nachman Yitzchak, he said, I understand. If that's the halacha, why are you doing that? Why don't you say chaviva mitzvah b'shaita and you should make Havdalah right away? You're going to miss out on the Koshal Bracha Brichas HaMazon, so you'll miss out on the Koshal Bracha Brichas HaMazon. Meaning, how do you reconcile these two halachas? Why, when it comes to Kiddush, Do we say make Kiddush right away? Don't worry about Kavod Yoyim. Yet when it comes to Havdalah, we say, no, don't make Havdalah right away. Worry about the Kain Shel Bracha, Brichas HaMazon. Here you're telling me Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita when it comes to Kiddush, make Kiddush right away. But when it comes to Havdalah, he said, you don't make Kiddush right away. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak told him a teretz. He told him, no, it's very different. You know what the difference is? Shani lom beni yuli yoyim lafuke yoyim. There's a difference between Kiddush and Havdalah. Kiddush is greeting Shabbos. Havdalah is begleiting the Shabbos. Kiddush, bichnisasoy. You want to show your love for Shabbos. Like the Rambam says, you sit outside and you wait to greet the Melech. So that's not something you ever push off. Chaviv mitzvah b'shaita. Oh, afuke yoyim to be malava the Melech? The fact that the Melech's going to have to stay in your house a little longer until after malava malka? There's worse things in the world. And that's something that you're better off pushing off. And that was the lumdest that Rav Nachman Yitzchak told Ravina. But he didn't just say that. He prefaced it. He prefaced it with the following riddle. He told him, Ana loy chakima ana. He said, I'm not a chacham. V'loy chayza ana. I'm also not a navi. V'loy yichida ana. I'm also not a yachin. Ela gamarna v'sadarna ana. But I'll tell you what I am. I'm a gamarna, Rashi says. I have learned by Rabbeim, v'sadarnano, and I was misadar my shmuois in front of my Rabbeim, v'chein moir bein b'joshu kevasi, and not just that, a beis medrashitz mavur like me, that what? My chelik. There's a difference between making Kiddush and making Havdalah. And the truth is that at first glance, you learn this Gemara, and it's very hard to understand Pashup Shat. It's very hard to understand Pashup Shat, what exactly Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak meant. Sounds like a very long-winded and elaborate introduction to a very basic, straightforward response. He was telling him alumnus, there's a difference between Kiddush and Havdalah. Kiddush you make right away. Havdalah, I don't have a problem pushing off until after Malava Malka. But a whole shtukal Torah, v'loi chakima ana, v'loi chayza ana, v'loi yichida ana, elo gamarna v'sadarna ana, v'chein moirin b'bei midrasha kavasi. So Rabbi Ari Gartenhaus showed me a davar nifla in the Ur Sameach, in Ramea Simcha, right here in Perek Chavtes in Hilchas Shabbos, who says something fascinating. But the truth is, I found also that Reb Ruvi Margolis in his Sefer Lecheke Shemus V'Kinuyim B'Talmud says what Rameir Simcha says, but not B'Kitzer like Rameir Simcha says it, but rather he says it B'Arichus G'dayva. So I'm going to say it over from Reb Ruvi Margolis because there's a lot of Hoysophos and a lot of Knaches that Reb Ruvi Margolis added to what Rameir Simcha said, but the side of this Mahalach already comes from Hagoyin Hagodol Rameir Simcha Midvinsk. So Rav Reuven Margolis said that any time, this is his disclaimer, you see something, an interesting lashon in the name of one of the Tanam or the one Amiram, you have to understand, Noida, ki harbe me rabiseinu chachmei Talmud, hitztainu besignoi miyuchad. Not all Tanam and not all Amiram spoke in the same sprach. You find that different Tanam and different Amiram had their own figure of speech. Meaning they had different expressions and different words that they used. Kol echad, and sometimes they used expressions that was exclusive to them that you don't find anywhere else that anybody else used. He throws you mamish into the sugi of toisves ksubas da beis amid beis. But this is his disclaimer. So he says that the truth is at first glance you see this piskim from Reb Nachman by Yitzchak. Ano loy chakima, ano v'loy chayza, ano v'loy yichida, ano elagamarna v'sadarna, ano v'chein mayr b'mei midrasho. He says, at first glance, it seems to be a little interesting. He said, but the truth is, there's a little bit of a thing. And he says, I'll show you two gemaras where Reb Nachman by Yitzchak spoke in an interesting way. He says, one gemara is brachas dafkum gimelam and beis. The gemara over there is discussing the halachas of mayim achroinim. The gemara brings a braisa and says that before you bench, you're supposed to use shemen. So shemen was, in the times of Chazal, what soap is today. So your hands are dirty, especially, you know, before forks and knives were invented. So you should go ahead and wash your hands with shemen. Tanu rabbanon, shemen ma'akiv es habracha. Shemen is ma'akiv the bracha. You can't bench without shemen. Divrei Rab Ziloy. That's Rab Ziloy said. Rab Zivoy, Oimer. Rab Zivoy said, Eina ma'akiv. Shem is not ma'akiv de bracha. Rab Acha, Oimer. Rab Acha said, Shemen toiv ma'akiv. Not only is Shemen ma'akiv, but Shemen toiv is ma'akiv. Rab Zuhumoy, Oimer. Rab Zuhumoy said, Keshem Shem Mizuam, Pasol Avoida, Kach Yedayim Mizuam, is Psule Sabracha. Just like someone that doesn't smell good is possible to do the Avoida, someone so too, someone that has hands that don't smell good is Pasol Abracha, he's not allowed to bench. It's Pasha, by the way, that this is an example of a Tana that got his name because of a halacha that he said. We always speak out from Tzvi Hershchayis and Eila Metzias and from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and Erev and Daf Nun Gimel. This is a classic example. It's maybe punked, his name was Rav Sumai, and he said halacha about kashem shemizuham, pasul avayda kach mizuham is psulei slabracha, but not likely. Regardless, so we have over here a braisa. We have a braisa discussing shemen, whether it's ma'akir berchus hamazon. Rav Ziloi, Rav Zivoi, Rav Acha, and Rav Zumoi. I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchok. So Rav Nachman Yitzchok commented. He said, Ano, loy ziloi, v'loy zivoi, v'loy zumoi yodana. Ich weiß nicht from ziloi, zivoi, and zumoi. Elo masnisa yodana. I'll tell you what I do know. I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav, v'amri lo b'masnisa tono, that loch is, v'skadishtem, v'yisem, kidoishem, kikodeshoni, v'skadishtem, elo maim rishoinu, v'skadishtem, elo maim achroin, kodeshoni, zeh shemen, toi, v'ni yishchem, zu bracha. Day after you shemen. This is Rav Nachum Yitzchak talking. Ano lo ziloi, v'lo zivoi, v'lo zumoi yodana. Another Gemara, said Rav Ruvim Margolis, is chulin daf yotes amin aleph. The Gemara says, Rav Nach, the Gemara is discussing the exact makam of the Shechita. And the Gemara brings a few different shatim. On my way. So Rav Nachum Yitzchak said, Ano lo chiluk yodana, v'loi bilik yodana. Ano shmaito yodana. I don't know chilik and I don't know bilik. What I know is a shmaito, Om Rav Chiba Rav, Om Rav Yoichanon, Vamil Om Rav Abba Bar Zavda, Om Rav Chanina, Vamil Om Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, Om Rav Yishuv and Levi, Mishipu Koy Vilamatik Shei, that's the place that you're supposed to do the shchita. So said Rav Ruvim Margolis, Koydim Kol, when you try to go about, Rav Ruvim Margolis is literally educating us and teaching us how to go about solving a riddle. So he says, if you want to go about it, you have to look at who the Amor is and try to think that this Amor in different places in Shas say something with the same signum, maybe that's going to lend a clue as to what's going on over here. So he said, I just showed you two Gemaras, Gemara Brachas Daf Nun Gimel, and a Gemara Chulin Daf Yotes, where Rav Nachman by Yitzchak used such sprach, Ano loy ziloy, v'loy zivoy, v'loy zumoy yodano. Ano loy chiluk yodano, v'loy biluk yodano. Now, what did it mean in those Gemaras? It was referring to specific tanoim. That's what it was referring to. Ziloy was Rav Ziloy. Zivoy was Rav Zivoy. Zuamoy was Rav Zivoy. In the Gemara Chul, it's the same thing. He was referring to specific Tanon. So it says Ruvim Margolis, it's mistaber that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, when people came, guns blazing and firing away and asking him questions, you see he had this signon where he would say, Ich weiß nicht von jener Tana, Ich weiß nicht von der andere Tana, Ich weiß nicht von jener Tana, and that's what he was trying to say. So said Rav Ruvim Margolis, that I believe that when Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok told Ravino, Ano loy chakimo ano, he was referring to Tanon. Chakimo Ano is referring to a Tana or an Amayra. Chayza Ano is the same. So who are these Tanon and who are these Amayram? So Sarah Rav Margolis Gevaldik. And Rav Simcha says the same thing. He says, turn back a few pages. The Gemara had a discussion. What happens when Mitzoy Shabbos falls out on Yontif? So what do? We do Yak Nahaz. But really, the Gemara brought a whole bunch of different shittas. Shmuel said, Yayin Ner Havdolah Kiddush. Rabbi said, Yayin Havdolah Ner Kiddush. Rabbi Marta, Bas Rabbi Shua ben Chananya said, Ner Yayin Havdolah Kiddush. Rabbi Shua ben Chananya said, Ner Havdolah Yayin Kiddush. Rav said, Yakno, Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdolah. Levi said, Kiddush Ner Yayin Havdolah. The Rabbana said, Kiddush Yayin Ner Havdolah. So it was a major machloikis, what exactly you're supposed to do. But say, Rabbi Margolis, if you want to simplify it, there were seven shitas that were mentioned in the Gemara, and they can be divided into two groups. There's four and there's three. There were the four shittas that held that Havdalah comes before Kiddush. And then there were three shittas that held that you're supposed to make Kiddush first and then you're supposed to make Havdalah. Yayin Ner Havdalah Kiddush. First Havdalah, then Kiddush. Yayin Havdalah Ner Kiddush, right? That's Havdalah first. So four of them have Havdalah before Kiddush. And then, for example, you have Yakno. Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. First is Kiddush, and then it's Havdalah. So he said there were four that held you're supposed to make the Havdalah before the Kiddush. And then there were three that held that you were supposed to make the Kiddush, and then you're supposed to make the Havdalah. So he said, who are the four? Who are the four that said you're supposed to make first Havdalah, then Kiddush? It was Shmuel. It was Rabba, it was Marta, Bas Rabbi Shmuel ben Chananya, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel ben Chananya, and it was Rabbi Shmuel ben Chananya. Who were the three that said you're supposed to make Kiddush and then you're supposed to make Havdalah? It was Rav, it was Levi, and it was the Rabbanan. So it says Rabbi Ruvim Margolis, first things first, Marta, Bas, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel ben Chananya, says who's Marta? Marta's a girl's name. Marta is mentioned over here in the names of one of the Amiram. You don't find Marta anywhere in Shas. So he says what Rabbi Aaron Heinman said in the Toldos Tanan Amiram that we spoke at when we learned the Gemara, that there's no way that this is Marta. Okay, so if it's not Marta, who is it? It's not Marta, but rather it's Rav Merioin. And it wasn't in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. It was in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And he says, by the way, there's one place in Shas where Rav Meryon is quoted. It's in Erev and Daf Yutes Amar Aleph. He says, look it up. Amar Rav Meryon, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So Rav Meryon was obviously a Talmud Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. By the way, it was so posh at him that it wasn't Marta that the Rabbi Ruvi Margolis has a whole simon, Noshim Shehuskru B'Talmud. It's in the same sefer, L'cheik Hashem is Kinuim B'Talmud. He goes through all the women that I mentioned. He doesn't even mention Marta. Poshet skips Marta. He was so confident that the Gersa wasn't Marta, but rather the Gersa was Meryon, Meroina, that he even skipped. He didn't even, he would posh it, you would say, the Gersa and the Gemara. No, he wasn't even Gersa. It was so posh at him that it was a mistake. But the bottom line is, it was Rabbi Shimon Levi. See, he said, I'll tell you what's going on over here. He said, what was Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak's teretz? His teretz was living in Kiddush and Havdalah. Kiddush, we make Kiddush as fast as possible. Havdalah, we push off. The truth is, it's not so posh it. L'chayrit should be totally in the yakna hasugya. According to the shitas that hold, that first you make Kiddush and then you make Havdalah, Rav Levi and the Rabbanon respectively, since that according to the Roshitas, it's gevaldik. Then yeah, then there's a svara, a yuli yoyme versus a fuke yoyme, a haraya, when the two literally clash, when they come head on, when it's yontif naidim and afmachin Kiddush, but it's also mitzoy Shabbos and afmachin Havdalah. What do you do first? You make Kiddush first. Vaistois, you run to do Kiddush, and you push off the Abdullah a little bit, you have no problem. But what about according to Shmuel and Rabba and Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Shua ben Chananya? What about according to those shittas? They hold just the opposite. They hold Yanhak, first Abdullah and then Kiddush. Yehanak, first Abdullah and then Kiddush. Nihak, first Abdullah and Kiddush. Nayak, first Abdullah and Kiddush. See, you see just the opposite. You see, you first make Abdullah. So Vaisa is the Svar, it's not a Svar. So you know, Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak told Ravina, this is classic. Just like he said, Anoloi Ziloi, Anachvesh bin Ziloi, and Zivoi, and Zumoi. He's not if he told him, Anoi Lechakimano, Vloi Chaizano, Vloi Yechidano. Who was he referring to? He said, when he said Loi Chakimano, he was referring to Shmuel. Shmuel's a Chacham. It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara in Shabbos, Tav Kuf Chav Tesam and Aleph. The Gemara said, Avleit Ashkeche le Shmuel, the Gani B'Shimsha. Avleit was Shmuel's friend. He met Shmuel, Omale, Chakimo do you die? Chakima do you die? That's what he used him. He referred to him as an expression, Chakima do you die? Bisha mi have a tova? Could somebody that's bad, has a bad teva, he's just not a good guy, could he become a good person? That was the question that Avli asked Shmuel. But how did he address Shmuel? Chakima de Yehudai. He referred to him as a chacham. Rabbi Reuven Margolis says, there's another personality in Shas that you find was described as Chakima de Yehudai. You know who it was? It was Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. It's Gemara B'chayr Estav Ches on the base. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya had a debate with the wise men of Athens, and he told them, Chakima de Yehudai. He referred to himself as Chakima de Yehudai. So who's the Chakima de Yehudai in Shas? It's Shmuel in Shabbos Kuf Chav Tes Amin Aleph, and it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya in B'chayrus Daf Ches on the base. Shmuel and Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, they were two of the four shitas that held that first you make Avdala and then you make Kiddush, which is not like Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. So I'm like Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman used to talk to Ravina. He said, number one, Loi Chakimana. Ich weiß nicht von der Chachamim. He said, I don't know from Shmuel. I don't know from Rabbi Shum and Chananya, the ones that were referred to as the Chachamim. And then he said, Veloi Chayzana. I'm also not a Chayzah. Who is that? Oh, that's easy. That's Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi throughout Shas is always seeing visions. Rabbi Shua ben Levi goes into Gan Eden alive. Rabbi Shua ben Levi has exchanges with the Malach HaMavis. We have raid bites on this. So many Gemaras, right? Shloisha Dvarim, Sochli, Malach HaMavis. Rabbi Shua ben Levi was the one that said that all the Malachim gave Matanis to Moshe Rabbeinu when he came to Mekabel the Torah. Even the Malach HaMavis, he told him the side of the Ketairis. It was all Rabbi Shua ben Levi. As like Rabbi David Yoel Weiss is Mefalfa, we've spoken out from him. Many, many, many Gemaras where Rabbi Shua ben Levi has visions where he sees Malachim. So Ich weiß es from Yeshua ben Levi, who also said Niyak, he said Abdullah before. That's not someone. V'lo Yechidah. Who's the Yechidah? He said that's Rabba. That's a Gemara Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph. But the Gemara discusses the very dramatic Petira of Rabba Bar Nachmeni. The Gemara says Rabba Nachmeni was hiding from these Persian officers. They wanted to kill him, and he was in a field. And all of a sudden, he overhears this conversation, this exchange that's going on in Shamayim, where they said, what would happen if there's a Baheres and a Seir Lavan? So it's a Halach and Hilchas Tzaras. If there's a Safik, which one came first? Right? If one came first, Tomei, if the other one came first, it's done. What happens if there's a Safik? So the Gemara says, we don't know. So what should we do? So this is, the Gemara says, let's call Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. The Omer Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. Because Rabbi Bar Nachmeni said, Ani Yochid ben Negoyim, Ani Yochid b'Holos. Rabbi Bar Nachmeni referred to himself as a Yochid. Rabbi Bar Nachmeni was the fourth Amora. He's the fourth sheet in the Gemara that said first Abdullah and Kiddush. So said Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchok, Ano loy chakimano. He said, Chvesish fin chachamim. He says, I don't know from Shmuel, and I don't know from Rabbi Shmuel ben Chananya. I don't hold like them. V'loy chayzano. I don't hold like the Novi Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And not from Rabbah, who was the Yachid in Agam, he was the Yachid Bahalas. So what? Who do I hold? Ano Gamarna v'sodarna ano. V'chein Meir b'meim b'drashna. So he said, who's Gamarna? So Gamarna, he said, is referring to Rav. Why would Rav be called Gamarna? So he says, based on the Gemara, that the Gemara says, Abaya have a Masada Seder Marocha, Mishmei de Gemara. And Rav was the Mara de Gemara, and that's why Rav goes down and Shah says Gemara. Stam Gemara, he says, is Rav. We'll take Rav Uvram Margolis' word for it. He says, who is Sadarna? Oh, he says, that's easy. That's a Gemara in Yumadah Peheyam and Aleph. The Gemara says, Kfar Hoy, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Loz ben Azar, Yumahalchim Bederech, V'Levi HaSadar, Rabbi Shmuel ben Oish, Rabbi Loz ben Azar, Yumahalchim Achareim. Levi was called a Sadar. So he said, Ano, Gamarna? I know from Rav Shita. Rav said, Yakna. First Kiddush and then Avdolah. V'sodarna, I know from Levi the Sadr. Levi said Kiddush ner Yayin Avdolah. V'chein Moirin bebe Midrasha. Who's the V'chein Moirin bebe Midrasha? The Gemara said that all the Rabbanon held that it's first Kiddush and then it's Avdolah. But it's much better than that. Because the Gemara says, in Psochim daflamid gimel amid aleph, that Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said something, and the Chachamim went after Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. And Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said, the Chachamim all hold like me. V'chein Moirin bebe Midrasha kavasi. Moirin bebe Midrasha was Rav Nachman by Yitzchak's way of saying the Rabbanon. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, before he said his teretz to Ravino, so Lishin Tosai, the way he spoke in Brachis Nun Gimel Amid Beis, and Lishin Tosai, the way he spoke in Chulin Daf Yotes, he went ahead, he didn't just give a teretz. He said, I know there's a whole bunch of different shitas. This, in fact, seven shitas. My teretz I'm about to tell you is going to shtim with three. It's not going to shtim with four. Loi chakimano, I know it doesn't shtim with Shmuel and with Rabbi Shmuel Mechananya. They were both called chakimad Yudai. Loi chayza, I know it doesn't shtim with the sheet of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The way Rabbi Ruv Margolis changed the gersa. Loi yichida, I know it doesn't shtim with the sheet of Rabbah who said in Bava Metzia Pei Vava and Aleph and Yochim and Agav Yagolos Elo Kamarna, it works with Shitas Rav V'Savarna, it works with Levi Asader the Gemara and Yuma Peiem and Aleph V'Chemoyim B'Bei Midrasha, and it was also the sheet of the Rabbanon in the sugis of Yaknahaz, and like I referred to them as V'Chemoyim B'Bei Midrasha in Masechtas Psachim Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, that's where my sheet is going to stem with. But Kamuvin, Rav Ruvim Margolis continues, and he says, if you look around Shas, you're going to find that throughout Shas, he says, just to prove that this thesis is right, he says, you find that Rav Nachman by Yitzchak throughout Shas used to give nicknames. He used to refer to Tanom and Amiram not necessarily by their proper name, but he would sometimes give them a name. And he just quotes like 20 Gemaras. One, Rosh Hashanah Chafal of Amanam, just to mention this very quickly. The Gemara says, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak was sitting and he met someone. Amalei Mihechat, he says, from Vanut Shtamtir, Amalei Midamharya. I come from the city of Damharya. Omale, Dam Tehe Nachrisoi. Oh, you come from Damharya? Dam Tehe Tachrisoi. He was teaching up his Rav Nachman by Yitzchak in Erev and Daflam and Manalef, referred to Rav Yosef as a Sinai. Megillah Daf Yudal and Mabez. The Gemara says Rav Nachman by Yitzchak was talking to Rav Ena Saba. And the Gemara says he referred to him as Ena Saba. Some say he called him Pasyo Uchma. Right? We just had this recently. He referred to him as Pasyo Uchma. The Gemara says, in Sanhedrin Tzadik Vav Amid Beis, Amalei Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Mishmielucha Imas Asi Bar Nafli. Does anyone know when Bar Nafli is coming? So he said, who's Bar Nafli? Amalei Mashiach. Mashiach's Bar Nafli. How do you know he's Bar Nafli? Because it says, Harachamon Hu Yakum Lanu As Sukas Dovin Anayfalas. Bayema Hu Akim As Sukas Dovin Anayfalas. See, and that's referring to Mashiach. See, he says Rav Nachman by Yitzchak was always using Mishal. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak once had an exchange with Rav Nachman by Chizda. Nachman by Chizda asked Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. He says, come to me. Amalei, he told him, Mutav Yava Imanu Ben Pras. Legabi Imanu Ben Mano, Vayava Imanu Ben Mano, Legabi Imanu Ben Pras. He says it's throughout Shas that Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. In fact, where Rav Margolis does another classic move, he says that some of these Gemaras are Rav Nachman. It's Rav Nachman's style. But he says sometimes you can know from the signun of what the Amora said what the right gerson of the Gemara is. And he goes and he says, some of these Gemaras, he believes is Rav Nachman HaYitzchak. How would you know it's Rav Nachman HaYitzchak? Maybe it's really Stam Rav Nachman. That wasn't Rav Nachman HaYitzchak. Even though it's a Rashi in Shas, it says Stam Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman HaYitzchak. But Tosfos asks Kashas on this Rashi. He says, but sometimes from the signon you could do, and he has on the bottom, he has a whole footnote where he has example after example where he proves from signon what the right gerson of the Gemara is. Mom is fascinating. It's going this on a different level. But either way, this is what Rav Nachman HaYitzchak said. But I just want to be Messiah, just one Hergish, and that is that there's another Gemara. There's a Gemara Masechet Shabbos. There's a Gemara Masechet Shabbos. Daf in Perek Kira, it's a Gemara on Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, where the Gemara says that Abaya was referring to Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, and he said, or Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, he called him Morei de Uvda. He was the Morei de Uvda. It's interesting. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak had his own nickname. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchak was calling everybody names throughout Shas. He's giving them these toyarim. He's a chacham. He's a chayzah. He's a navi. Right? Everybody has their names. He's a yachid. Rav Nachman Yitzchak also had a name. Abaye referred to Rav Nachman by Yitzchak as the Morei de Uvda. In fact, the very, very last Gemara, Masechta Sotah, it's a very well-known Gemara. The very, very last Gemara. It's referring to the last line in the last Mishnah Masechta Sotah. The Mishnah says, Mishameis Rebbe, when Rebbe was Nifter, Batal Anava V'Yerescheh. After Rebbe's Patira, there was no more Anava, and there was no more Yerescheh. Amalei Rabbi Yosef, Latana. So Rabbi Yosef told the Tana, Loitisni Anava, the Ikra Anah. Don't be Geiris Anava, the Ikra Anah. Right? This is one of the most puzzling Gemaras of all time. Rabbi Yosef says, oh, there's no more Anava? What do you mean? Look at me. What am I? I'm not an Anav? So he said, Loitisni Anava, it's the wrong Geiris in the Mishnah, because look at me, the Ikra Anah. So that everybody knows. But the next line, not everybody knows. This is the Hadron. Amalei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman told the Tano, Leitisni Yirascheit, the Ikano. Don't be Geiris Yirascheit, the Ikano. Rashi, Rav Kivegan Gilyan Hashas, is Mitzayan Rashi, Megil Dav Chavches Amadeis, where Rashi had the Girsna, not Rav Nachman, but Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Rashi, which he tells it, could be it's the same person. But either way, Rashi in Megil Chavches Amadeis has the Girsna, not Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Leitisni Yirascheit, the Ikano. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak was the Mori de Uvda. He was so great in his maisim that literally, don't say there's no yirascheit. Look at me, just like Rabbi Yosef said, leitisne anava deikano, leitisne yirascheit deikano. So just to appreciate this, we have to learn one last Gemara, and this is a well-known Gemara, and this is Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara is discussing Yesh Mazel Liyisrael, Ein Mazel Liyisrael. Every person's born with a mazel, but that mazel that the astrologers ostensibly know how to interpret. Is that a fate that a person has to live with, or could you change your mazel? So the Gemara says, "From Nachman by Yitzchak, nami a mazel Yisrael." From Nachman by Yitzchak, we can prove a mazel Yisrael. The image of Nachman by Yitzchak, Amid Kaldoy. From Nachman Yitzchak's mother went to an astrologer, and the astrologers told her, "Brich your son Ganvahav is going to be a ganav." And she didn't know what to do. She didn't want her son to be a ganav. So she made sure that her son always wore a yarmulke. Amrule, she told him, Kasi Reshech, wear a yarmulke, meaning cover your head. Because if you're going to do that, you're going to have your shemayim. Uboy rachni. And he said, and pray. Daven. Just daven. That's what he said. Boyavi yoda. Am I kormule? But Ranachris didn't really understand what this was all about. He knew his mother told him two things. Number one, cover your head. Wear a kapalich. And number two, Davin. The Gemara says, Yoy Mechad, one day, Yosef Kogaris Tusei Dikla, he was sitting, he was learning underneath a palm tree, Nafal Glima Milove, and as he was sitting, his yarmulke fell off. Dali Eina, he looked up, Chazal Dikla, and he saw there was a cluster of dates that were on this tree. Alme Yitzre, his Yitzhahara got the better of him, Solik, he literally climbed the tree, imagine, Nachma Yitzchak, Paskil Kibur Rishine, and with his teeth, in such a grub way, he went and he tore these fruit off because he wanted to eat it. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak's teva was, his teva was, not to steig, his teva was to be a ganav. His teva was mamish to be a mamish mit a prostkeit. But what happened? He davened. What happened was, he worked on his Yerushalayim. And what did Rav Nachman by Yitzchak become? He became not just one of the great Amiram of all time, but Rav Nachman by Yitzchak became the Morei de Uvda. He became such a Yari Shemayim that the Gemara says, Loitisni Yirascheit de Ikra Ano. Just like Rabbi Yosef is a Sinai and Tarti Vemashma, that he was an Anav Mikol Adam, Rabbi Yosef, like Har Sinai, Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchak became the epitome of Yirascheit. So Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchak gave everybody nicknames. Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchak had his own name. You know who gave it to him? Abaye gave it to him. We're in Perikira, in the middle of some of the hardest sugis in Shas. In Shabbos, that's the beginning of Perikira. Lamed Chananya in the Rabbanon. In Lamed Zayin Amabes. That's where he gave him that nickname. And what was his nickname? It was Marad Uvda. But if we appreciate the rest of the story, it's a story, right? Everyone says all of the story with the Netziv and stories of underdogs and how they fought back and they became Gedolim and Klal Yisrael. You don't have to look further than Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. It's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kufnun Vam Amid Beis, and it's another Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, where Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Be'etzem Mitzad Tivay, had no business becoming Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Yet he goes down as one of the greatest Tamayram of all time. Yeah, Mamish, you keep your eyes open, you see your job. It's Abaye. He said, I saw the Toldos Tanam Tamayram, the Rabbi Aaron Hyman, he was trying to bring out what an integral part of Shas Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is. Right? Sometimes feels like one of the unsung heroes. Like what an integral part of Shas is. He says it's Pashit. He's mentioned so often in Shas that when the Gemara says, Havayis Abaye V'Rava, the Gemara means Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. It's Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. You can't make a move in Shas without Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. But the rest of the story was that this was a child that really, really, the astrologers convinced the mother, give up on this child. Brich ganvahava, your child is going to be a ganev. His mother didn't give up. His mother went and fought and told her son, just daven and cover your head, came up with a school, of whatever it takes. And Lamaisa, this son turned into the Marad Uvda, he became the great Rav Nachman by Yitzchak.